This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. Three fun hours coming right at you. Hey, it's a 92.9 The Game night tonight at the State Farm Arena, as well as the Hawks take on the Pacers. So if you're going to the Hawks game tonight, you're going to see us there. Come by and say what's up. We'd love to talk to as many listeners as we possibly can tonight. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here. Finally got everything situated as we got in here a little late. But, yeah, man, it's 92.9 The Game tonight. It's a beautiful day. Should be a wonderful, nice little brick out there this morning. But other than that,
it's colder than I expected.
Other than that, it's an outstanding Thursday. One day closer to the weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, that I enjoy. But, yeah, we're going to have some fun tonight out down there at State Farm. We're going to be at Twin Peaks tomorrow in Buckhead. So,
yeah.
Y'all will get to see us tonight. Y'all can go see us tomorrow.
Yeah, we're out a lot. Over the next few weeks, like you said, tonight at State Farm, tomorrow at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. I've got that watch party coming up next Sunday at Wicked Wolf in Midtown for the Hawks game. Then that Thursday and Friday of that week, we're at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
Right.
Thursday, and then Hooters in Kennesaw on Friday for the tournament, the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. So,
be the man, or whatever that phrase is.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about tonight because I was telling you before the show, it seems like this whole Halliburton and Trey comparison thing is going back and forth between analytical dorks, because they're like, well, Trey averages this many assists per this possessions, and because I guess Halliburton's having a pretty good month as far as, you know, points and turnovers and everything. Like, he's found his groove, and now they're going back and saying, well, he's the best point guard. One of the best point guards in the East. I'm just like, you know what? Who cares?
He is one of the best point guards.
And
in the
that's
East.
What I'm saying. Why can't they both just be good?
Yeah, they're both.
You know what I mean?
Two of the best point guards.
Why
in the East.
Why can't it be that? Why can't it just be?
Yeah,
that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Again, I didn't know. I didn't know that was. I know they're playing tonight.
Yeah,
I know that's what's
going
on.
I just saw it right before we came in.
I just didn't know who had started the debate, because I do remember this is something that has been really popular. Look, when your guy is one of the best at his position in the NBA, you're going to compare him to other guys at that position in the NBA, and you're going to debate people about it. That's,
yes,
part, that's part of what being a sports fan is. It's just been, if you kind of go back 5 years or so, there's been like the, oh, Trey's getting disrespected in place of this guy.
Yes.
Or, I can't believe this player is getting more respect than Trey is getting. And unfortunately, like, it wasn't disrespect. Like, some of these guys were just ascending, and at time maybe they were kind of similar players or right around the same place. But, like, you know, SGA is now one of the best players in the league now.
Did you see that guy last night?
Yeah, he's incredible. I did.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So while the comparison may have been there at one point, it isn't now. You know, Jalen Brunson is, you know, at one point there was kind of that talk, and now he's, you know, he's one of the best point guards in the NBA. I'll still take Trey over Halliburton.
Yeah.
I think Trey's better all around player than Halliburton is. But still, Halliburton's really good.
He's a good
player. Gonna get a chance to see those guys go up against each other tonight. Halliburton's team's better.
Yeah,
they're 10 games over 500.
That is true.
Eastern Conference Finals
where
last year.
Four or five.
Who?
What odds are they right now, Indiana?
They are currently the fifth seed.
They're fifth seed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, they have a system that they don't defend. They do score. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, this has got better players, and he has the one thing that they don't have. I'm talking about Indiana to the Hawks. They don't have a big that can do things that Miles can do.
Yep.
You know, and Miles, you know, as long as he's been there, because we talked about him around the trade deadline, has there been a player who survived more?
Only Clint Capella.
Only Clint.
Has survived more trade deadlines and off seasons than Miles Turner.
Yeah. So.
And the funny thing about my, like, I get the Clint stuff the last couple of years because, like, you know, get what you can if you have an asset that a team wants. Obviously, they didn't this time. But, like, the Pacers were in the East Finals last year. Like, why would they want to move off any players that are on their roster right now? They keep it together. Like, they went out and made the Pascal Siakam trade last year and won games. And then I guess he liked it there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they offered him a whole bunch of money, so he decided to stay. But, I mean, they took that gamble that NBA teams take sometimes where it's like,
I did not think he was going to like it.
Same thing that the Raptors just did with Brandon Ingram, right? Like, you trade for a guy, and then it's like, hey, pretty cool here. I don't know how the Raptors did it so quickly. Maybe they were the only ones that wanted to give Brandon Ingram that much money. I'm really not sure.
I did not think Pascal Siakam was going to like it.
I don't know much about Pascal Siakam.
I don't either.
Nor have I been to Indianapolis.
I just thought, I was like, yeah,
but I just would have thought he would have had other options.
He probably did, though.
Yep. Yep.
But that is one thing that I did not see him re-signing with them. But hey, whatever it is, what it is. But yeah, I mean, those are those games. Like you said, I was surprised that B.I. wanted to stay in Toronto. Mm-hmm. You know, but,
yeah, I always am fascinated by guys' decisions to not hit the open market.
Right.
And I guess Siakam did. He did, but he also signed with a team that had the opportunity to give him the most money.
But then you look at it like Kyrie could happen to you.
That's
right. And then, so, I mean, when they drop that bag on you, sometimes you got to live in Canada.
Yeah, because that's what I don't know anything about that part of it. Like, is that better now financially? Or
no.
No, it's worse
no,
now?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. Canada got them different types of different taxes. different type.
And then you have to, like, tariff it now
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, it's a complete cluster, you know, it's when it comes
all
to
very complicated.
Spending all that money and complicating everything. But, it should be an interesting night tonight when you look at their style of play. We talked about yesterday, what's over under, 275?
Oh, I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah, because I'm taking over tonight. You know, neither team is what you would call stout defensively.
245.
245.
But still, that's a lot.
That's a lot, right?
It's 125 each. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I got a little Prize Picks action in as well.
What we got going on?
Well, we had an opportunity to get George Niang at a pretty good stat projection.
What you got?
All he needs to do is hit two threes.
Oh, he'll do that. He'll do that the first 2 minutes off the bench.
He's going to take 12 of them.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, George Niang's stat projection tonight is more or less than 1.5 threes. So I went with more than. And then, you know, whatever. This isn't disrespect. Tyrese Halliburton's good. I think Tyrese Halliburton's going to have more than 10 assists tonight.
A lot of points will be scored tonight. That's been the debate that sparked it because his last 12 games, I think it's at 5 games, he's had like 12 assists in each game.
Okay.
And one turnover or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And so that was the biggest thing. I was like, all right, whatever. That's his job. He's a damn point guard.
And he's good at it.
And he's good.
Here's my favorite Tyrese Halliburton thing that's come out over the last couple of months. Have you seen, there's like a reel on Instagram, highlight reel of Tyrese Halliburton no-look passes where he absolutely is looking. Like, he stares at the guy, and then when he throws it, then he looks away. It's like, that's not a no-look pass. and his eyes get all big, you know? Like, everybody knows what he's doing, and then he throws it, and then he looks to the other way like he's going to trick somebody after he throws the pass.
The best no-lookers was Magic, because Magic would throw it and his head would go back.
Oh, Magic was the most dramatic
no-look passer of all time.
Trey's a pretty dramatic one because he'll do it on the lob.
And then when
the guy goes up to catch the lob, he'll jump up and, like, help him, you know?
Yes.
He's, like, helping him, rooting him on as they throw the
There was nobody better than Magic.
There's nobody who legitimately doesn't look on no-look passes in the NBA more than Luka right now, though. Like, that dude doesn't even look.
He throws it
behind his head, 20 feet across the court, like, while he's driving in the lane. And, guys are supposed to be in certain spots, right? So he's just kind of throwing it to a spot. But that guy, I mean, that was just – sometimes I think it's just a guess. And maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's an educated guess, and that's fine. But I'm like, there's no – he didn't. That was lucky.
Yeah.
That was – give him credit, put it on the highlight reel. That dude didn't know that guy was actually there.
Right.
He was gambling. Steph does the same thing.
Steph does it too.
Like, Steph does hook passes across the court, and half the time they go out of bounds.
I love it,
Sometimes he does it in crunch time, in finals games.
But the thing about it is they're more right than wrong.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. That damn pass that LeBron had in the Olympics in the lane to I forgot who was that behind the back. He's at the top of the key. Just finds a guy. Just like I throw one no look pass that ever connected. The rest of them flew that way, flew another way, or something like that.
I was much more the Tyrese Halliburton style.
Oh, you were?
Of like, let me try to pretend like this is a no look.
Yeah.
After I complete the pass,
right?
Look that way,
right?
For the pictures, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's all about you know the assist and stuff. Don't get fed because nothing drive a coach crazy when you do some craziness like that and the ball goes out of bounds.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I told you the story about when I was playing high school basketball freshman team and the coach I had like high socks on for whatever that day we were trying to like because Jason Terry I don't know what it was but right. I was trying to look cool. And I threw a behind the back pass into the fourth row, and he pulled me out and said, "Sit your cat in the hat ass down at the end of the bench. If you're going to be wearing socks like that,
right.
Maybe the pass needs to connect." Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good line.
I would have did the same thing though. Yeah. I would have yanked your ass.
Hey, you know what I did when I got back in there?
Did it again?
Threw another one. come on. What are we? I'm not trying out for the NBA. I'm trying to impress those ladies right over there.
Ain't nothing wrong
ladies
with that.
Ladies love
dog.
A no-look pass.
Hey, man, ain't nothing like a Sunday afternoon in the park when you out there trying to be fancy. You know what Will Smith said it?
People I'm looking at them making the pass.
Yeah, there you go right there.
They like that.
There you go. Well, I mean, ladies like no-looks.
That's one of the things they like.
I've heard that.
Long ball.
I heard the long ball, the mm-hmm. dunk, all that thing.
Well, I couldn't do that.
What? Dude, it's going to happen. I'm just telling you because the one thing about when you first dunk, all right, it's always the most unexpected when you dunk first. All right, I'm just telling you, it just is.
It would be
very
unexpected.
You never know when you're about to dunk about to dunk for the first time. It always like, oh my god, I just dunked. You're gonna have that moment, bro.
Yeah,
you're gonna have that moment. It's gonna be you and Jake. Y'all gonna be playing catch, whatever. I mean, pass the ball.
Nothing would be more unexpected than me dunking now.
Why would you say that? Right? I mean, because I'm just telling you. I sent you the video of the middle aged man, and the thing about it is, it don't even gotta be a basketball. How about that?
Yeah.
How about
if I could just touch the rim?
How about a tennis ball? You dunk a tennis ball.
Great.
A golf ball.
I would take it.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You can do that.
I haven't touched the rim in more than half my life. I touched it once. I was 18.
Did you?
Now, I'm 40 now.
Did you grab
no,
or nick?
I nicked it.
You nicked it.
I nicked it. And the rim was probably bent. Honestly, it was probably bent. I probably touched one of those little rings that the net goes in.
Right.
That's like an inch lower than the rim.
And then you thought that was a rim.
I don't know what it was, but my finger hit something, you know? It was a big day for me.
But we're gonna, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm okay
with it.
The video
I sent
you. You don't have to lie to me.
The video, I sent you the video.
I've made peace with who I am as a man. I'm a ground-bound mammal. It's all
right. You're a ground-bound mammal.
Some of us are meant to fly. Some of us are meant to, whatever it is, talk.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I have faith in you, man.
No, you don't. Why are you saying this?
Because I want.
You don't think I'm going to dunk a basketball?
I said golf ball. About,
you don't think I'm going to dunk anything? I'm going to dunk anything but a donut, all right?
Yeah.
There's not anything of that happening.
All right, now we're going to be down at the Hawks thing tonight.
We're going
right?
to be in the arena.
We're
going to
be
tonight.
In the arena. Now, if we're there chilling and everything, and then.
I couldn't even jump off one of those mini
that's
trampolines.
That's what I'm about to say. What if they come get you? Where do they come get you? They're like, hey, we're about to do this, blah, blah, get crowd participation, no. And they point to you.
I would politely decline.
Really?
You know how. First of all, I've never tried that before.
Yeah, neither
so
I.
The first time to try it would not be in front of a sold-out arena.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm ever going to try it, let me try it when no one's there. But I'm not going to do that either. You know how many waivers I'd have to sign? I'm 40 years old.
Most of them are, too.
My shin bone would be pointing towards the ceiling if I tried to do that thing. I would be hobbled if I tried to do that. I know who I am, and I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I'm down here.
Yeah.
You guys go up there. We're good. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. A lot of teams cutting good players
time,
free.
Bro. It's that time, bro.
In the NFL. And now we get to do the things of, should the Falcons sign him?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Dude. The DM.
Can
they? The DMs.
No.
The DM was on fire last night.
All right. Well, let's break everybody's heart coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not looking at free agency as a place to fill voids.
Okay. So you don't have any voids?
Not if you include what might work for us in the draft and what we're doing with our own roster relative to who we want to sign.
All right, so...
What the hell, Jerry?
We like to have a little fun with Jerry on this show from time to time.
Jerry.
Says some weird stuff.
Right.
Hasn't had a lot of success lately in terms
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
All that. Not like a great run of quotes from Jerry over the last couple of years. But credit where credit's due. They had a good day yesterday. They cleared a lot of cap space by renegotiating a couple contracts, Dak's contract, CeeDee Lamb's contract. And they're going to go into free agency with a lot more money than we expected them to have.
Yeah, I mean, they cleared $56 million in the last 2 days. Obviously, they got more probably because they just signed their big-time defensive tackle to an extension, so that probably adds to it. And that Dallas has this thing in their contracts that they don't have to ask you to restructure.
Interesting.
Yeah, they have a...
They'll just do it.
Yeah, they do it.
That explains the last 2 days.
Yeah, they just do it, yeah.
That's a great...
Now, they'll let you know.
Right.
Yeah, but no, they just... Dallas has... And a lot of teams have that clause in the contract as far as, like, they'll tell you, we're going to... Like, hey, do you mind if we... No, it's like, no, we're going to restructure your contract.
Why doesn't every team just do that?
I'm pretty sure a lot do.
Okay.
But, I mean, I know specifically that Dallas has that in their contracts and everything. So, yeah, they got money. They got holes. I know they want to sign. You know, the big one is Micah as far as what do you do, especially since Max Crosby got his big deal yesterday. Do you go ahead? Me and you both are on the same page. Get it done.
Yeah, you just do
get it. Done.
The first thing you do
get
is
it
that.
Done. Just get it done. Yeah. I know they want to resign Dowd of the running back.
Because they don't even have to wait until
–
They could do it right now.
Yeah, because he's still under contract.
Yeah, because he's under contract.
Yeah.
So you clear the space, sign him.
And I know they want to resign Dowdle.
Yep.
They got to find somebody to go with CeeDee. They got to find another receiver.
Yep.
Obviously, the offensive line needs help. DeMarcus Lawrence is a free agent. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of veteran free agent deep pass rushers that are out there right now.
They've lost a number of very talented offensive linemen over the last couple of years, including Zach Martin, who retired like last week.
And so Dallas, I mean, they got some flexibility, but I just think they need to sign Micah. I just do.
Yeah.
I do. But – the only reason I say that is because he's so damn great. He's he's the best player on the team.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah.
That's the reason you do it is because he's the best player on the team. He's one of the best players in the league. But then also, I think it just sends a bit of a different signal than the last couple of off seasons where you knew you were going to do what you did. Like, you didn't get a better deal with Dak by waiting. You didn't get a better deal with CeeDee Lamb by waiting. Like,
no.
You just drug your feet, and I guess it got you some more time on the debate shows. But, like, you know what you're going to do with Micah Parsons.
Do it.
Do it. Like, yeah. Like, don't just operate the football operation. Operate the football operation. You know what I mean? Like, do the football stuff and let the theater stuff fall where it may.
Yes.
That would be a good, for me, if I'm a Cowboys fan or if I'm a Cowboys player or whatever, that'd be a nice departure from where it's been the last few years, which is more circus than football. Like, do the football stuff.
Right.
We're the Dallas Cowboys. Like, people are going to cover us, talk about us, whatever. Like, do the obvious stuff first, and then you can start dealing with the holes and all of that afterwards.
Yeah, but they got a lot of holes. They do.
They do. Like a Swiss cheese.
But they got to fit. But, you know, I think you got to sign your best player, if not move him. If not move him, because all it's going to do is he's already talked about it. He's going to sit out the whole offseason. He's going to be disgruntled in season.
Yeah, so just
gonna
sit out of
training
camp. Yeah, just get
in front of it. Something's going to happen with tissue injuries and all that other stuff.
Yeah, get in front of it.
Just get in front of it.
Get in front of all that stuff.
Yeah.
Another edge rusher, pass rusher, disruptor, guy that, one of those types of guys. Became available yesterday. We had it at the end of the show. Joey Bosa.
Yeah, I mean,
he's out there.
He's a hell of a player,
he's
man.
He's very good.
But he is just, I can't trust him. I can't trust his body. I mean, as great as he is, he's been hurt the last 5 years. He's missed games. And I know Khalil Mack also, and both of them were the pass rushers. If you're going to give me a choice between the two, I take Khalil. Because Khalil's been healthier than Joey is, but Joey's younger.
Yeah.
And Joey, if he's...
Last time Joey played 16 games and now it's 17. Yeah. The last time he played a full season was when it was 16 games.
Yeah. And
it's 21.
And I'm saying this dude, if he's healthy, Joey Bosa is a better player than Khalil at this age, but I just can't trust his health. Can't trust it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to sign him.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to sign him. I know I saw this morning...
Rumors were the meet up with his brother.
Team up with his brother out there in... Why not?
Be pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But he was such a dominant player, Joey Bosa. But yeah,
oh, yeah.
The injuries are just, they kicked his ass.
Yeah, he's had double-digit sacks once, twice, three, four times in the first 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Then he got that big old deal.
Last 3 years, 2.5, 6.5, 5.
Yeah.
Just because he hadn't been able to get on the field. He was a Pro Bowler this last year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what Khalil's had with 32 sacks last 2 years, because I know he had 17. The year before, I think he had, what do you have this year? Last 14?
I can look it up.
Yeah, I know he had 30.
Six last year.
Oh, really, six last
17
year.
17 the year before that.
So that's a hell of a drop off.
Yeah.
How many games did he play?
16. He started all of them.
Started 16,
yeah.
And he only had 6.5 sacks.
That's right.
After coming off 17.
Yeah.
After coming off 17.
Yeah, 30, yeah. 33 years old.
Yeah. No. Yeah, see, there it is. And, you know, I don't like to pay other teams old-ass pass rushers.
No.
Just don't do it.
Or just other teams' pass rushers in general because, you know, there's a number of them that are going to be available. I think Josh Sweat is probably the number one free agent edge rusher outside of guys that might get cut over the next couple of days or released over the next couple of days. That's such a dicey gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, he was great there with all those guys when they had a 20-point lead every game.
Yeah.
It's always, what's it going to look like here?
It's always the case, though. It always is when you're evaluating. Like, there's some dudes you can put them anywhere, and they're just going to get busy.
Yeah. You know, usually you have to draft those guys.
You have to draft them. But, I mean, if you bring them in, I know there's plenty of them. Like Trey Henderson. Trey Henderson going to get busy on anybody.
No matter where you put him at,
he going to get busy. Max Crosby, no matter where you put him at, he going to get busy. You know, there's not many guys like that. And when you look at from, you know, the Patriots, I mean, I'm sorry, from the Eagles. I mean, Joshua, I'm sure they want to bring him back, but they prioritize Bond instead of him.
Which I get.
Yeah. Dude just came off of a damn all-pro season.
Yeah. One thing they've been able to – they've proved that they can do is they can draft that D-line.
Mm-hmm.
Just no offense to Josh Sweat, great player. We'll just draft who's available from Georgia.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we'll just get him.
Yep.
Slot him in there.
And just go about your business.
Yeah. Oh, Jalen Walker's falling because he had an injury in training? Great.
Yeah.
Let him fall to us. We'll sign him. He'll have 12 sacks next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what you do, man. Your scheme, your coordinator, and your culture, man, it builds things like that. And the Eagles just have one of the best in the entire football league.
Yes, they do. That's why they're champions. Here's Ronald Acuna in a video that the Braves put out on social media yesterday. Just like, I don't know.
I loved it.
I don't know.
Love it.
if you forgot or whatever, you just out of sight, out of mind, whatever it is. It got me so excited to watch him play again this year. And I know he's not going to be starting opening day, whatever, but man, what a treat it's going to be to get him back on the field. Here he is talking about it.
My goal, I just want to stay healthy. That's it. Just want to stay healthy, help my team, help my teammates winning a lot of games and play hard. You know, we got the energy, they bring the energy, and we put all together, and I'm here for one reason. You know, I need to play hard, I need to play better every day, because I never know when one person sees me for first time, I need to put the show, you know? Oh. Yeah, that's what I need to do.
That was, you know,
put on a show.
Who said that? Who said it? Michael Jordan said it years ago. Mm-hmm. He said it years ago. He's like, I just don't, you ever know when it's going to be somebody's first time seeing you play, and you don't want to be like, eh, that's it. All right. Like, I love me some Ronald Acuna. I love me some of that. Love me some 13, man. And that's the biggest thing I want him to do is stay healthy. Because when he's healthy, there ain't too many better.
No.
There ain't too many better. When this dude is, when he's right and when he's healthy. And the biggest thing is, as an athlete, when you're coming off that kind of injury twice, not necessarily lose your speed and all those things, do you lose some of that non-fear? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, taking that chance, being able to maybe get in a rundown and plant real hard. You know, there's so many things that, you know, that go into when you come back from knee injuries and things like that. So I just want him to be healthy. And the Braves got to slow play it, so be it.
Yeah,
it's going to frustrate the hell out of all of us. But if they got to slow play it so he can be at his absolute best, hell go do it.
Yeah, there's no reason to rush that in 162 games. Yeah. When you have a good roster anyway, like, you're going to keep your head above water without him. You got to get him, you know, when he's ready to go, when he's 100%, whatever it is, whatever you need it to be at, to get him out there and feel comfortable with him playing every single day. If it takes a month, it takes a month.
Right.
If it takes 6 weeks, it takes 6 weeks. But, and then there's the, you know, then there's the mental side of it too. I do wonder, like, is it worse or is it better because he's already come back from it? Like, he had the same injury in the other leg a couple years ago. He came back from it and won an MVP.
I think it's better for the athlete.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know what to do. You know,
exactly.
You know what it takes to come back from it. You know,
but then also he came back from it and then it happened again.
Yes.
So it's that part of it might be hard too.
Yeah, but I think the mental hurdle of any injury is the biggest thing. I mean, even more than the physical part of rehabbing an injury, it's the mental part of it. Can you still do the same thing that you did before? And especially when you look at yourself, Andy, like on tape or something, and you watch yourself run like, damn, I'm a little slower. You know, and that's going to cross his head and everything,
sure.
100%. Oh, my, can I turn this double into a triple? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to bother him. I think he's still going to be scooting.
I
think he's going to be scooting.
I just think he plays one way.
Yeah.
I think he plays one way.
He has to.
Yeah, that's how we want him to play.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you almost run the risk of hurting yourself trying to not hurt yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If
you slow down. So, I don't know. It reminded me how much I love watching that guy. Just seeing the video of him talking about hoping to be ready to go. I hope he's ready to go soon. What a treat he is to watch. Braves didn't play yesterday in spring training. They take on the Marlins today at 6:05. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into a couple of different NBA topics. They keep doing it to me. They did it again to me last night. I think I'm there. When I watch the Clippers, they play great.
They were just talking about them this morning, and they were like, don't fall for it.
I'm falling for it.
They said they told, because somebody else said it too. Somebody said, don't fall for it.
Every time I watch, they play good. And when they play bad, I'm not watching. It's like, I know they're on their best behavior when my eyeballs are on the TV. I don't know how. We'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The annual adventure that I have of... Because tonight's 92.9 The Game night. State Farm Arena. We'll be there for the Hawks and Pacers. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're going to go to the game tonight, you're going to see all the different members of the 92.9 The Game family involved with a bunch of different activities for the fourth whatever year in a row. Me and Randy will be welcomed with open arms to the sixth man section.
Yes.
We'll be up there cheering and hanging out and holding up the big fat heads and all that kind of stuff. And all the various members of 92.9 are going to be doing all kinds of different stuff. every year, same thing happens. Mm-hmm. They send the tickets to the email.
Yes.
I click on the thing. Then it wants my Ticketmaster account, and I don't have one.
Same thing.
So then I click on that part, and then I have to log into that, and then I have to reset my password, and then there's a code that I have to do, and then I have to open my email on my phone because I don't have my work email on my phone. I only have it on my computer. So then I have to open that on the browser, and then I have to get it to my Apple Wallet, and then I didn't.
Yeah, dude. I'm
so good at it now, but I can do it in a break.
I'd have mastered the Apple Wallet thing with everything. Like, I'm still, my wife, like, whenever we go, like, on trips, like, and it's all of us, she usually has all the tickets on her phone. But, like, if I go by myself, oh, dude.
I
want the paper ticket.
I get the paper ticket.
I get the paper ticket.
Every time.
I don't care. I get the paper ticket. I don't care. Because that's how I roll.
How I've always
done
it.
That's how I roll, Buck.
That's how I've always done it. It's how I always want to do it.
Yeah, but
no. We went to a concert on New Year's Eve, and it's the first time that I've gotten a concert ticket in my hand in years. Yeah. I don't remember the last time because everything's paperless now, and I get it. That's probably good, I guess. Environmental, supposedly, hopefully. But it was cool to get the paper ticket. Like, I've got a box of ticket stubs from games I've gone through throughout my life at home. But the last 10 years, there's like 3 tickets I've put in it.
Yeah, because they
don't do it anymore.
Cheap.
And you can't print out like the picture of it. Like, that's not really the same thing.
Right.
So I got like going to college, like you could buy football season tickets with your student card for like
$1.
$50.
I don't know how much those tickets were back in the day, but how everybody lined up at the Tate Center to get the student center.
Yeah, you'd go there, and I don't remember how much it was. It wasn't a lot, but for the full season ticket pack, and they'd give you all the tickets connected together, and then every weekend you'd have to just, you know, one of them off, and then you'd go, I have all those tickets in a box somewhere. It's just kind of
nostalgia.
I am. I'm a sports memorabilia nostalgia collector.
I have a question for you because it is Night to Game Night. And we're all doing different activities, and when I walked in, Garrett. It was Abe. Who else was it? It's Dylan, Dylan, and
Day-Day. Was Day-Day out there?
And Day-Day wasn't here.
Okay.
But okay, so they're doing the t-shirt toss.
Okay.
Right? And so they're in there. So as soon as I walk in, here's Garrett. Garrett's like, Randy, who do you think is going to win the t-shirt toss between all of them? Who's going to throw it the farthest? I was like, I have no clue.
Is
those three and Chris Thomas in it.
Do they know that it's not a contest?
No, they don't. Okay. Because this is what they're banking on. So you got Abe, you got Chris Thomas from the Turtle from the afternoon show.
Okay.
You got Dylan from the morning shift.
Okay.
And then you got Garrett from obviously Steakhouse in our Abe. So they're doing the t-shirt toss and see who throws the furthest. Somebody's going to get hurt. Now, Dylan is the most athletic of all of them, and it ain't even close. Like, you can put all three of them together, and Dylan's more athletic than all of them, and it ain't even close, all right? So I'm going to go with Dylan on this one, but I can't wait to see Chris Thomas throw a shirt.
How come?
I don't know. I just want to see it.
Because
he might prove me wrong.
Wrong. Yeah, so what's your assumption?
Yeah, he might prove me wrong.
What do you think it'll look like?
Not further than Dylan.
Okay, got it. How far? Just if you had to estimate.
I think Chris got a hose, man. For some reason.
Well, then. But I think how would he prove you wrong?
I think that
what would you be wrong about?
I think that. See, look at you. Try to get me to do.
Trying to get you to say something mean about Chris.
Yes, and I like CT, so I'm not going to say anything.
I'll say it. I don't think he can throw far at all.
Okay, there it is right there. And so now it's going to be some beef because obviously he always listens. So now he's going to say something slick about you, then I'm going to have to threaten him.
I can't really throw that far either. Yeah, but I just don't think he can throw that far.
Yeah, then I'm going to have to threaten him. You know, we talk about my boy like that, and then me and him, we're gonna be squabbling. Well, ain't gonna be no squabble, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But no, I think Dylan's gonna win.
But who's
coming in last?
Of those people?
Yes.
Chris is gonna come in last. Between Dylan, Abe, and Chris?
And Garrett.
Oh, I have no. Garrett's a hard one to peg, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Hold on, but what?
It's hard to say.
I think it may just be Dylan, Chris, and Abe. I could be wrong, though, but
the list does not have Garrett on it.
Oh, does it? Okay, so he must have been asking me of those three.
You know Abe probably picked up like a paper route in secret just training.
Exactly.
Abe and Chipper somewhere throwing right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're playing 100%. Fetch. They're playing fetch right
that's
now.
That's why Abe is my pick to come in second, because he will try the hardest.
Okay.
Dylan's athleticism will win the day. Abe's effort will get him in second place. And Dylan, I don't know about Chris's, effort and athleticism mix. I don't know where that's going to be. But that's just my pick. That's my first, second, and third place pick.
Okay.
What you did is meaner than what I did.
What'd I do?
I straight up said I don't think Chris can throw far.
What did you say I said?
You said Dylan's more athletic than all of them combined.
Because he is.
Knowing full well how Abe's going to hear that one. At least I said mine directly to the guy.
Abe suffers from a lot of stuff, okay? He don't suffer from the thinking that he's a better athlete than Dylan. Come on now.
I guarantee Abe thinks he's a better athlete
There's
than Dylan.
There's no way in hell.
He definitely
I'm not
that.
A better athlete than Dylan.
What?
At this point in my life.
What?
At this point in my life. At this point in my life, I'm not a better. Like, Dylan is in the church league dunking on folks, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in the church. He's in a church league housing folks. I can't do that.
You know
what I'm saying?
Like, probably dust it off. You'd be all right. You think Dylan beat you in one-on-one right now to 11 by ones?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Wow. Probably.
Interesting.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, it's like I wouldn't – because he plays all the time. Man, please, I don't do no basketball no more, man. Like I said, I'm out here training my boy trying to get him ready for football. Mm-hmm. You know, so if I go out there and play basketball with Dylan, I'm going to rough his ass up. I don't think he'd take that.
Why not?
Because he listened to Drake. he'll be like, before the game, you know me, before we play one-on-one, I'm going to be listening to my boy Troy. Uh-huh. We ready. We ready.
Well, shouldn't that give you an advantage?
And Dylan's going to be over there, I'm just saying you can do better. Like jamming. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to bust Dylan ribs up.
That might have a lot to do with the style of play in the NBA right now in general. A lot of pregame mixes with Drake on it.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys play like they listen to 35 minutes of Drake before they play the basketball game. Drake inspires you to pull up from 30 on a fast break.
I'm just saying you can do better.
Pastor Troy inspires you to go in there and try to dunk on three guys.
Yeah, man.
Now, let me not. There's been some pretty great dunks the last week. Like, that dude, Shaden Sharp in Portland.
He just bam for everybody.
Just trying to kill everybody. Like, his whole objective. Like, Portland's having a – credit to them. They're having a better year than people thought they were going to be. Their record's the same as the Hawks right now, so I'm not trying to throw any shade their way. They got a nice young team.
They've been pushing everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they got good players.
Chauncey got this thing going the right way. But, yeah, I mean, they pushed a lot of
They gave the Celtics a tough game last night.
Celtics is all they wanted. Yeah. Reeves, they had like an 18-point lead on Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I mean, this team is and I like Chauncey anyways.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaden Sharp's out there dunking on everybody. Yeah. The Clippers did it to me again last night. I was sort of – after the Hawks – or, sorry, the Hawks didn't play last night. After the – what was the early game? The Cavs Heat. That was kind of a fun one.
Yes.
As, again, Donovan Mitchell,
he stepped on the line and hit buckets.
He did. Duncan Robinson was
and hit buckets.
Just bottoms to tie the game, but he did step on the line. That sucks. Like, what a bummer for them. Bam played good last night, too. Like, yes, Bam's been playing good since they got rid of Jimmy.
I don't know why. Maybe
he was tired of Jimmy's act, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm glad he was tired of Jimmy's act, because remember the previous time we asked the question, everybody wanted to talk about his lady.
Oh,
No, that ain't it.
She's wearing him out.
She's wearing him out. No, she ain't.
Maybe she's in training camp now for the season to get started.
It could be.
So
it could be. You never know.
He's just a little more rested.
You never know, man. But, yeah, he played really well yesterday. Cleveland just had too much for him.
Yeah, they're just better than him.
Just better than him.
Yeah, that was
even though it came down to Duncan Robinson's shot.
Yeah. No, that was just a class win.
Cleveland just – they sometimes
even
they,
if that shot would have gone in, it tied it, Cleveland still would have found a way to win the game. They're just that team this year. That's 12 wins in a row for them for the third time this season. That's insane. It's the second time in NBA history that's ever happened. The team had three different 12-game winning streaks.
Three of them.
I mean, a 12-game winning streak
in and of itself.
Didn't
they start the season like 16-0?
Something like that. Yeah. Or like 17-1 or whatever. They've been hot all year. And, as the season's gone on, hopefully people have gotten a chance to watch more because they're on national TV twice a week. You tune in and watch, and it's legit. Like, you buy it. It's not, sometimes teams have early starts like that, then they fall off. They're 52-10, man.
Yes, man.
Like, there was a graphic of them today, this morning, about, they'd have to stay incredibly hot to do it, but they're going to be up there with those teams, like, obviously not the 96 Bulls or the Warriors that passed their record because they already have more losses than them, but they're going to be up there with some of those teams that won 65 games.
Yeah.
They got 25 games. They got 20 games left, and they already have 52 wins.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
They're going to be good, but I got to hear this Clipper thing because – I'm just telling you. Like, James dropped 50 last night.
Yeah,
he was getting to the line and everything like that.
Every time I watch.
So you're going to get a Clipper season pass?
I was on the, there's websites. I was on one of them last night after I got done watching Full Swing. I watched the second episode of Full Swing.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Rory and Lowry getting drunk, playing some golf.
I told you that's what happened. They got drunk, and he's like,
Very cool.
While he was drunk, I asked him if he played his damn tournament with me.
Yeah. I like Rory making drunken career choices because of his friend Shane Lowry.
Yes.
Like, I think that would make Rory even more likable if he continued to do that, because Shane Lowry is probably the most likable guy on tour. I watch the Clippers, and every time I do, they play good. I don't know how else to put it. They're like the teacher's pet or something like that, you mm-hmm. know? You ever have a kid in class like that was not a good kid?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when people were watching him, he was hands folded, best behavior.
Yeah.
But then whenever the teacher turned their back, was a little badass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Clippers.
That was me.
And I'm the teacher. Yeah. When I'm watching them, they're a straight-A student.
Right.
Somehow, I just tune in for great performances. They played awesome last night. The Pistons are one of the hottest teams in the NBA. Cade Cunningham scored 37.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers beat him.
Yep.
Because James scored 50.
James scored 50.
Kawhi didn't even play.
What was his free throw last night?
How many free throws did he make last night?
Yeah, because they looked like old Harden. Because I think that was a big free throw discrepancy that the people were talking about.
Guess how many free throws he took last
James
night.
James took 21.
20.
Yeah. Exactly. That's James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's James Harden.
He made
right
six threes and 16 free throws.
Yeah, that's James.
That's James Harden.
That's James Harden right there for you. Free throw line and threes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I mean, he just turned back the clock. He's been playing good this year.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been doing that much. Really, what he's been doing is playing point guard and facilitating, which he can do. And then when Kawhi plays, then, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't know. I'm a believer.
No,
are
you going to go that far?
I think they can win a playoff series. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I don't think they can go to the West Finals. Have you seen what the Grizzlies have been doing lately?
We talked about it yesterday. They're falling.
The Grizzlies are, man.
Yeah, we talked yesterday about them. They're falling. Ja's not healthy.
They got buzzer beat three games in a row. The Hawks did it to him once. And then last night, they just got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's just better than everybody.
He's better than everybody. And he's just like, he's on this mission to be like, I'm the best player. I don't give a damn what y'all say. And I'm about to go out here and I'm about to take this over. I'm about to take this league over. This dude, and he looks so effortless doing it. That's the biggest thing about Shai is it's effortless to watch him play basketball because he is cold-blooded, and he got a killer inside of him.
What I like about him, with all the stuff you just said, the other thing I like about him is how seriously he takes defense.
He does.
Even on, like, a Wednesday night against, like, the whoever's. Like, he's out there actually playing defense at, a first-team all-defense level.
Well, he's going to make it's an all-defense
cool.
team.
No, he's going to make first team.
Yeah, he's going to make first-team all-defense, first-team all-NBA.
He would be leading the league in steals if it wasn't for Dyson Daniels.
And then he's going to be the MVP.
Most likely.
I mean, who's done that? What's that person there? Jordan?
What did what? All that?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think he's the last person to win all. Yeah.
Is it as clear-cut as, because it is that clear-cut for everyone, I'm convinced he's going to win MVP as well. But, like, is it just because we're just kind of tired of Jokic? Like,
Me, I don't ever get tired.
Well, but you know what I mean, though. Like, the guy that should win MVP every single year doesn't.
I know exactly
because everybody's like, well, we can't just give it to him every year.
I know exactly what you mean.
Because Jokic is doing what Lamar Jackson did.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually having a better year this year than he did in his MVP years.
Yep.
Just like Lamar did this last year.
Yeah.
But everybody's like, we can't just give it to Lamar every year.
No. I'm not saying that. I would never say that. Because I think if you earn MVP, I thought Lamar earned MVP last year, this past season. So they should have gave it to him. I think they gave it to Josh because of what you just said.
Right. And what I'm asking is that why Shai is so clearly everyone's number one?
Yes. No, because of Joker, because nobody wanted to Joker. No, I think it's clearly number one because of how he's playing.
I know, but I think it's close between the two of them. Like, I think there should be some debate between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jokic for MVP.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying. Like, and there won't be.
No.
Because Jokic has a couple of them, and people are tired of giving it to him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, me personally, I just think Shai's just head and shoulders. I mean.
You think he's head and shoulders above Jokic?
This year. I still think Joker's the best player in the league for some reason. I still think that. But Shai.
No, I do too.
Shai coming, dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, Shai's
best. No. Yeah. Because I've said this a couple times over the last couple weeks. I think he's playing the best basketball of anyone in the league right now. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think that's what it is. But I do think that he's almost being given the MVP award already as if Jokic isn't having like a comparably great season.
But I think it's not even that. I think because Shai's playing so damn good. People know Joker's a bad boy, but this dude is playing. This dude has more 50, more 40 point games than anybody in the league.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just more not listening to you.
But he's also new, though, too, and people like that.
Yeah, but hell, he was run up last year.
I know, but this is different.
Yes.
He was maybe one of the best, and not maybe, he was one of the best 10 players in the league last year.
Yeah.
He's one of the best three players in the league this year.
In the world.
But you know how it is.
Yeah.
Like people
get fatigued.
You like the new one.
Get fatigued.
This is the same thing we talked about with Trey not making All-Star games. It was way easier for Trey to make All-Star games in his first couple years because he was new.
Right.
And now people are, you know, we've seen it. It's all right. 30-10, whatever. Who cares? Who's next? It's like, well, he's still doing it. We don't care. We need the next guy. We get bored. What do you call that?
Fatigue.
No. Recency bias.
Yeah.
People, we suffer from it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off.
A hell of a bias season.
Say, huh?
Damn, a hell of a recency bias season.
Who is?
Shay.
Yeah. Well, he'll bias your recency with the way that he's playing. He'll put 50 on you every night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.